Going deeper.
A friend of mine groups movies she likes under the description, ones with a wedding at the end. You know the ones I mean, the romantic comedies and the teary dramas that all work out the end with a promise of true love equaling happily ever after. You know, I'm amazed at how deeply the messages have sunk in. From where I sit, marriage used to be seen as a lifelong agreement between two people, something assumed to require hard work and commitment, along with the love and mutual respect. But it seems to have even bigger requirements on it these days. It's a romantic, all-powerful companionship and the answer to our loneliness and the missing pieces in our lives. And if we aren't feeling those things, then we get out. And it's not just true for marriage, but life in general. Have you ever felt like it was terribly unfair when life got hard? Well, stop for a second and let's look at why we would expect life to be easier. Because we saw our parents had easy lives? Hardly. Because throughout history, people have always had easy lives. Not even close. Because God promised us an easy time? He didn't. Where are we getting the message that life shouldn't be challenging and won't have its hurdles? Possibly not from reality. There are things to base our expectations on, and there are false things as well. We've had so many promises in ads, movies, TV, you name it. But when the messages from stories or from people trying to sell something start to have more of an impact on us than reality, our expectations on life can get skewed. We can expect a fairy tale and always come up disappointed. How we handle life is closely linked to our expectations. I see it like, if I expect the sky to be green, I'll always be frustrated and disappointed day after day because there it is still blue. Worse still, I can't even enjoy that blue sky when I'm falsely expecting a green one. In life, we can miss a joy in what we do have if we're waiting for a fairy tale that will never happen. Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Challenges will come, that's a given, but we don't face them alone. And even better than the false promises of fairy tales and all the grown-up versions of them, the books, the movies, the TV shows, we can look to God to shape our expectations. Not only are His promises amazing, they're real. They are a solid foundation to build our lives on, their power to face whatever comes our way. What about giving yourself an expectation health check? Really look at what you expect out of life, and where you get that idea from. If fairy tales are sending stronger messages than reality, do some adjusting. And best of all, base your expectations on something real and something powerful. Check out what the Bible says about life. I'm Rod Allen for the Salvation Army.